This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello, friends in an alternate future. Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club. My name is Tyler Samples, and I'm usually the keeper of monsters and mysteries from Mystery County Monster Hunters Club. This week, we're going to do things a little differently. Because of our schedule and the fact that Aaron and I are currently physically in the country of Japan while you're listening to this, presuming you're listening to it when it was released. If you're listening to it later, odds are pretty good that we're not in Japan. But who knows? The future is a mystery. But I digress. While we're in between seasons, and I promise season 4 is coming very soon, I wanted to take an opportunity to just share a little bit from our Patreon. We do a ton of extra content in there, and one thing that we've done a lot of are Wexler's Exlers. In season 2, Susan Wexler agreed to go on a new first date with every single one of her monster exes. And we have the audio from a number of those dates. All of these are exclusive to our Patreon supporters, but I thought it'd be fun to pull back the veil and show you a couple of Susan's absolutely wild Exler dates. And normally I'd stop here to check in with this week's Mystery County sponsor, but you know what? This week's Mystery County sponsor is people like you. Without further ado, enjoy. Hello, patrons of Mystery County Monster Hunters Club. We are here to do another date of an Exler Files date. Is that what we call them, Alan?
No, but I like it.
What do we call them?
Wexler's Exlers.
That's Exler's right. Files. Another episode of Wexler's Exlers here. Claire, well, let's introduce our players first. I'm Tyler Samples. I'll be running this using the game Roll for Shoes. And Aaron, why don't you start us off?
Hi, I'm Aaron Rain, and this time I'll remember to do a pun.
Hi, everyone. My name is Claire Linick, and I'm playing Susan Wexler, and I've got on my hottest date shirt. Two shirts.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rashawn Nadine Scott, and next time I DM, I'll explain the mechanics of the rules.
I'm Alan Linick. I'll be playing in this one as well, and this isn't a date story, but one time... the only time that Claire and I were doing our wedding registry at Target, we had to leave because we ran into an ex-girlfriend of mine.
Ooh.
Ooh. Wait,
why did you have to leave?
Because I was like, I don't want to be here.
We tried to keep going, but the vibe was kind of ruined at that point.
I see.
Because they were following you around the store and asking you.
We scanned like two things into our registry.
Oh, I see. Oh. I see. You had like the little scanner.
You had a little gun, and we were walking around like beeping stuff.
Yeah. And believe it or not, she did not like me.
Oh. Who the fuck was that?
Who?
No.
Okay, let's go get her.
Filth.
I went on a
date with a guy who wore a duster jacket, like legitimately was.
Wow.
Thinking he was. Freaking Van Helsing, and then I ran into like childhood friends' parents in a bar that we were all at, and he tried to introduce himself to. Oh my god, it was horrible.
With a duster jacket.
Well, actually, it's funny that you say that, Rashawn, because Susan, what number date is this?
This is okay. This is number 302.
302, you're getting near the end, which is why it makes sense. I'm going to take a little liberties here, Susan, if I may, and say that this is one of your few dates that's with an actual human. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, it is a wannabe monster hunter.
Oh, God.
It has a full-length duster, wears like a tank top. I mean, you can describe better than I can.
And I am honestly shocked he was on Exlers because I told him multiple times that was not a date.
Was
but
it a hunt?
He did pay for it at the end, so it's like, what do you do about that? You know what I mean?
Wow. Yeah. Will you describe this?
I can describe Ned Starley for you any day. But good luck distinguishing him from literally anybody else, okay? He's like 5'10", okay? He is pale as all get out. He's got brunette hair, average eyebrows, average nose, below average chin.
Tyler.
That's Ned.
Wow.
I don't know how he got here.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, because he's not a good monster hunter.
I pride myself on being on good terms with all my exes. You've seen some of the people I've dated.
Mm-hmm.
Ned is the biggest monster of them all.
Wow. Wow. What did he do to earn this this ire?
He's just not interesting.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, that is a huge... When you're dating somebody and they're not interesting while you've already decided you're interested enough to date them, that is a pretty big red flag.
Tricked me into that date. You know, that's not a good look.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I bet it was like, oh, yeah, let's go hunt some vampires, whatever, and maybe we'll get dinner afterwards. And then there's no vampires.
So this time I get a text message from an unknown number and says, help, this... this Little Caesars is on fire. We need your help. And I think to myself, I'll be goddamned if this isn't Ned.
You just know. You can tell.
Oh, I get these texts. It's the you up of Ned. But I have to do this one. So I'm like, oh, no, a fire. I'll be right there. And I am dragging my buns to this Little Caesars.
Great.
Even though I do have a coupon.
And when you arrive... Ned, will you describe how you've set the Little Caesars up for this romantic date?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
So terrible.
Oh, God. Do you want me to describe it now?
Yes, please. Yes.
Oh, okay. I changed the chairs around.
I'm so upset.
And Ned, would you roll for ambiance?
Yeah. I got a smiley face.
Okay, that seems like a...
5.
A 5? You beat me, yeah. So I rolled a 3. So yeah, honestly, Ned, you really, really classed up this Little Caesars by moving those chairs around.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
And then I have to ask, you know, some people will have somebody come around with flowers, somebody get like a musician or some sort. What did you get here to sort of sweeten the vibe? Who did you hire to be here?
Local band.
Great. Susan, as you walk in, you see there are two musicians in the corner. Rashawn and Aaron, will you describe what your band is, what kind of music you play?
My name is Aster Ember, and I play bass, and we're
related.
Yeah.
We're all kind of
So Ned just called his cousins?
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course he did.
Yeah.
Best musicians I know.
It's B.
I play the bass.
They all play the bass. It's all basses.
It's a two-bass band.
It's usually a three-bass band, but I'm not playing this.
I also scream into the microphone.
Forward.
I scream into the mic.
You
and
do?
Sometimes I whisper into the mic.
Rashawn, I'm sorry, what was your name?
I'm a developer. I play bass.
Is your name Developer?
Yeah, let me turn up my gain.
Developer Ember?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Developer Ember. I play bass with my cousins. I play stand-up bass.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a little different, but it's still bass.
So Susan, as you walk in, well, Aster and Developer, will you each give me a roll of bass?
Yeah.
Yeah. 6.
I got a 6 also. Hey.
Wow.
Yeah,
really?
Nice role, Astro Developer.
We're well, really Astro, good at
base. Astro Developer, you get a new skill, which is base.
You know, and I don't love these guys, but I am wearing my Trace of Base shirt because I am a fan.
Trace of Base.
I like the idea that a band that is exclusively bass is called Trace of Bass.
But it's T-R-E-S.
Yeah, it's like three.
Oh, that's even better.
Trace.
Holy shit, that's awesome. We need to make shirts.
Yeah, that's a really good.
Claire, that's fucking really good, dude.
Should I go, you guys? Should I just get on out of here?
Astro and Developer, can you give us a little taste of the of your bass?
A taste of bass?
A taste of bass from Trace of Bass.
Here.
Holy hell. Boom. What an wow. Boom.
It sounds like boom. And then I scream like boom. This, and then I scream and boom. Whisper. And boom. Then I whisper like this, boom. And then I whisper and scream.
Boom. 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 Boom.
That's boom. What I'm doing now. Boom. This is a bass rant.
Boom. 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 Boom.
I love that the Aster doesn't play the bass. Just holds
not
the
in this song.
Susan is exclusively doing that move where you crisscross your arms over your knees.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like that. There's a name for that, right?
Yeah, what would you call that?
Crisscross your arm. I don't know.
It's what, like, can you picture the Callaway what I'm talking guy about? Would do. Like the... Adi, 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 like, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, the dance move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the dance move.
I
it's
see.
Like the skeleton move.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, like the part of the Charleston.
Yes.
Isn't that part of the Charleston? No, I don't know.
Is it?
Charleston's forward and back.
No,
and
you're
I think
right.
This one is cross the bot.
Like, yeah, this is like the
totally. I mean, I know.
Song.
You see it every Halloween.
You
skeletons
see it all
are always,
the time.
Always doing it.
Well, in any case, this is what's happening. Susan, you walk in. Ned, your cousins seem to be doing classic Trace of Bass performance here. Really Ned, how do you feel? Given, like, they're doing so well, but you're not playing with them tonight.
Honestly, a weird for one of us.
And what is
it? A weird for all.
You're right. So sorry, I shouldn't cut you off. What is the tasting menu you have set up for Susan tonight at the Little Caesars?
It's the basest foods. So
the what?
The basest foods. So white rice. Bread.
Is there any pizza? Ned, I don't see... Ned, I'm being worried because I don't see any pizza.
Yeah, just bread. It's the bread part of pizza.
Ned?
Yeah.
Ned, do you think we could have the kitchen whip up one pizza?
They're still in the kitchen.
You know I can't have a granola bar.
I told him to go home.
It's basically a vegetable.
Susan, that's when you smell something...
Oh,
I farted.
From you smell two somethings.
Can I roll for fart?
Yeah roll
go
for
ahead
fart.
And roll for farts, Alan.
I have six.
I mean, yeah, you have a new skill. It's called fart.
Alan has never been this happy.
I have to go for a second. That was too stinky. I'll be back.
Lost one of the Trace of Bass.
Boom. Boom.
Okay, it still works, though.
Okay,
I'll tell you
I'm
that.
I'm back. I can't resist that sound. I'm screaming into my grandma.
Yeah, Susan, there is a smell there from the back that you recognize it. It's a smell of... it's a pretty familiar smell to you. It's the smell of one of your other exes. Which ex do you smell?
Okay. Like, are they cooking?
No, they just, so it is somebody who is just has, one of your exes has like a really prominent odor, you know, you probably didn't date them for very long, but there was one, you had like a kind of I would say a C or a D tier list ex that just had like a very specific body odor.
Oh, it's Fairly Terry.
Fairly Terry?
Fairly Terry.
And what is Fairly Terry? Fairly Terry?
Fairly Terry is called that because he's almost a fairy. Like, so close to being a fairy. He was a human that they tried to turn to a fairy, but witch died as she was doing the spell.
Wow, so he's like a changeling who's a changelinged.
Yeah, I also dated that witch.
Oh, wow.
And
awkward.
Her sister. So, yeah. It's tough.
And that's when you hear like a coming from the kitchen.
Fairly Terry?
Ned, it looks like Susan's about to go look into the kitchen. What do you do?
Oh, jeez.
I'm already in the kitchen.
You find Fairly Terry
Susan,
there.
Wait.
Fairly Terry is completely tied up and bound and gagged on the floor of the kitchen.
I would like to take off his gag.
Yeah, and then Fairly Terry's just like, Susan, what's going? We're supposed to have a date tonight.
You got netted.
Ah, son of a bitch.
And honestly, I didn't expect this from you.
This is more embarrassing than anything else. You're not going to tell anybody, are you?
Well, we're going to see. We're going to see how this shakes out because you know what I love? A story.
No, I'm not even a full fairy. You can't tell them that I got caught by Ned Starley.
Well, let's go out
there and
find
out. At this point, Ned comes into the kitchen.
Oh, boy.
Susan, wait.
Now, can you explain yourself here?
I've got Fairly Terry tied up in the kitchen.
No, I see that. But why, Ned?
I was going to make it a surprise.
Ned, were you trying to catch a monster for me?
Yeah, I caught this monster.
But
it took a really long time.
Really?
Yeah, it took forever.
I had just given blood. I was really woozy. I fell asleep in a chair.
Yeah, then I took off the nurse's costume and put it in my car.
Ned, this kind of goes against monster code.
What?
This kind of goes against monster hunting code. What regulation did he break?
God damn it.
This is a monster.
But you just kind of arrested a citizen and then brought him to a Little Caesars. And I don't want to bring this up again, but you didn't even serve pizza.
There was pizza here, but I got rid of it.
What?
I'd like to fart.
Yeah, roll to fart. God. So you get to roll two dice.
Okay.
Oh my God. And you know what? I'm only going to roll one dice because I think you're very competent at farting. And...
Yeah, I got a 10.
I rolled a 3. So you tell us, what is this? What happens with this fart? This flatulence? This gust of ass.
There's there's just this really soft, like long. It's like a 45-second like. 45. Like one note fart.
Which is funny because I believe that tone wise that is the exact same note as in Drop It Like It's Hot. By Snoop Dogg, you know, the boo. Yeah.
Is he trying to tell us we should add a horn to the band?
Don't you mess with Trace
of None of his now, business.
Fairly Terry, get on out of here. Get out. And if I will not bring this up on book club unless I have one glass of wine.
Okay, fine. And not cool, Ned. Not cool.
Oh, it's not cool.
What? Fairly Terry.
All right,
not big a monster. 2 hours just killed me.
Yeah. All right, Astro Developer, excellent work. Always a pleasure to listen to you. Please keep me updated on concert stuff. Do you have any merch?
Always. It's in the trunk of my car.
Don't go. Yeah. Do not go in there.
I'll go get it.
Fairly Terry, don't you get caught again? No, Ned.
No. And Fairly Terry is like walking out, like, yeah, I love merch. Let's go. And then it's like, what? No, Ned. No, not cool.
Get in the car. Get her there. Get her the truck.
No.
I push him. I'm rolling to push.
Roll to push.
Okay, but I'd like to push him with my farts.
No, I would like to push Ned.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Susan, I guess these are contest rolls. Ned, you're going to go. I mean, Ned, you've already declared it. You're going to roll two dice and try to push with your fart. Susan, you're going to try to push with your hand. I don't think you have a push skill currently, Susan, so you'll roll one dice.
I'm still going to win.
I rolled an 8.
I rolled a 3. So I guess you have to choose who you like better right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't have to do anything myself because, yeah, those hit. So Susan, you... Well, here, let me see one thing. Let me roll on my side here. I mean, I failed for Fairly Terry, so I think both Susan and Fairly Terry get pushed into the trunk of Ned's car with a fart.
Honestly, this could be better if he can't.
Just
PRC isn't here.
As I planned. To be pushed into the truck.
I think at this point, the gig is over. What do you think, developer? I think, let's, I guess let's head home.
Putting away my base, but yeah, also, let's think about it. Ned just kidnapped someone.
I'm gonna close the trunk of the car.
I'm gonna throw my voice and pretend to be a music producer.
Okay. Rolled for ventriloquism.
Six.
Wow, you have a new skill.
Shit.
You're new, we just learned that Susan is really good at ventriloquism.
Did anyone else know Susan could do this?
No.
This is a Patreon exclusive talent.
Exclusive.
Susan, can you give us a taste of your movie producer voice?
Oh, wow! I love Trace of Bass. It's me, Shirley Sherpa. Open up this trunk and let's sign a contract.
Shirley... Oh. Sherpa.
She's wow. So famous. I've read about her all over this new thing called Reddit.
Yeah. I've never been more excited in my life.
Pop Here the we trunk. Go. Cousin, pop the trunk.
Pop.
And the trunk door pops open. Fairly Terry pushes away like, this is crazy. You fool me twice, Ned. Fool me twice. Still, shame on you both times.
Kind of shame on you for both, Fairly Terry.
No, again, love the band, guys. Great work. And Fairly Terry just hails a cab and then goes because he's mostly human.
Get the fuck out of here.
Susan, you're kind of sitting up out of the trunk. What do you do?
I'm going to say, sorry, guys, Shirley Sherpa just got away.
No.
Oh, no. Shoot.
Wow, maybe there's a lesson here, not locking people in your trunks.
Probably so.
Ned, do you want to try to turn this date around, or is this all we got?
Yeah.
Let's hit it.
And that's also, Susan, Susan, that's when you start to realize something. From what Fairly Terry said and stuff, you're starting to suspect that Ned isn't one of the Exlers with a date and actually stole this date. This was supposed to be a date with Fairly Terry and that you just got Ned'd.
Oh, I'm going to push Ned in the
trunk. Too late, Susan. Trace of base. Let's do this. 2, 3.
Boom, this boom, boom.
4.
I am going to throw my voice again as ventriloquist and get the brothers to push this man into the trunk.
Great. Astrid, Aster and developer, the Shirley Sherpa.
All again, my skin.
Tells you to push. To push Ned into the trunk. Do you do it?
Yeah, as a family?
Done.
Yes.
It's already done. Yeah.
Great. Go ahead and each of you roll to push. So this will just be one.
2.
Uh-oh. I got a 6.
Oh, you have a new skill.
I sure do.
You can push it real good.
Yeah.
And I rolled a 1, so you both successfully push Ned into the trunk of his car.
All right. You boys call me if you ever need a third bassist.
Okay. I'm planning to go solo.
I'm going to walk away into the night.
Great.
What do you mean you're going solo? What
Don't
do you mean?
Don't worry about it. It's a secret.
You just told me.
And then
fight about it.
Yeah. Ned, any parting thoughts? Another Ned Starley date ending exactly the way it always does, with your two bandmates fighting, and you're stuck in the trunk of your car.
Well, Dad.
Ha ha ha!
you've done it again.
And that's where we'll end this date for
back
today.
Back in the trunk of my...
God damn it. I knew it. Thank you so much, patrons, for supporting us and the show. We truly appreciate it. We would not be able to do everything that we do without your support. And we would not be able to hear the horrific mouth noises that Alan made tonight.
Yeah, this was kind of a thank you and an I'm sorry.
Yes, exactly. anything from our players to our patrons before we skadoot?
No, thank you for being there. We love you.
You're all so fun and truly. So cool, and you make it so fun to be here.
Mm. Yep.
So true. Alan, anything disturbing you want to say or do?
No. I'm all disturbed out.
He's going to be riding this high for a week.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Wexler's Exlers. It's the dating show where Susan goes on dates with some of her demonic exes. How you doing, Susan, a.k.a. Claire?
I don't know who you want. Our voice is luckily the same.
Yes, thank you.
This is Claire. This is Susan.
They are slightly different, and I love that.
Yeah. Doing good.
So who are we dating today, Susan?
Ashley.
Ashley, okay. And does anybody feel, do you want to explain anything about Ashley? Or do you want to let our players to decide?
Mm-hmm. Ashley is a sorority sprite.
Love it.
So she's just like a little like magical sprite that kind of floats around. And she's just been infiltrating different sororities for like the last... however many years women have been allowed to go to college.
Mm-hmm. Ashley, the sorority sprite.
20, I want to say 30 years.
Now, is she...
in this
is she
timeline, I hope, longer than that.
Is Ashley quirky at all? Would she be a manic pixie dream girl?
No.
No, okay.
Just there she is.
Oh.
Ashley! Hey. All right. Love it. So I assume that our friend Alan will be playing the role of Ashley today. And where is this date taking place?
Who are you asking?
You, Ashley.
Yeah, Ashley, you set it up.
I asked you to plan this date.
Yeah. We're going to the KZZ sorority house.
Excellent. All right. So you two are rolling up to the KCC sorority house. What time of day is this? Is this evening? Is this afternoon, Ashley?
It's 9 a.m.
9 a.m. Okay, this date is taking place right in the morning.
Yeah.
Susan, how do you feel about this date so far?
I've been up for 5 hours already, just doing my morning routine. Dating Ashley was kind of a blur.
Mm.
So I do think I'm like intrigued, but this is date number 280. So I am like, I've been on a lot of dates. So yes. Ashley's really going to have to bring it.
Okay, Ashley, are you trying to bring it, Ashley, or are you like, your voice sounds a little
I'm already
like,
bringing it.
Oh, okay, cool. Roll for...
I'm your, high energy.
I love this energy, and I want to see how this energy is affecting Susan. So I want to have you roll, and we're going to call this, high energy.
I got a big 4.
Nice, and I am rolling, and I rolled a 6, so... Your high energy.
Get
it should be
screwed,
a Susan roll.
Ashley. Oh, yeah. Me roll?
Yeah, Susan, you should roll this. To the outside eye, Ashley doesn't have energy, but that doesn't depend on us.
I rolled a 6.
You. All right. So, Ashley, the world and Susan aren't really digging what you're dishing.
And so what's my skill with a 6, though, is what I need to know. Vibe check?
Yeah, I think this is a vibe check.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think all that's about to change when we get inside the sorority house.
Ooh. Okay.
Right. I fly up to the door, and I'm about 2 inches tall. Mm-hmm. So I put my feet on the door, and then I do like a full body press to lift the door knocker.
Oh. And then let it go, and then do it again, and then do it a third time.
All right. I'm going to make this a knock on the door. But for you, I'm going to roll two die because it seems like it might be a little hard. So you're going to roll one.
Don't bother because I rolled a one.
Oh, okay. I will not bother because that's impossible. We'll never know how hard it was actually. But I'm going to say that you get absolutely smashed by this door knocker.
And I die.
Oh my what? God.
So you just see.
You hear like a splat.
Oh my God, Ashley.
We're not going to have this again, girl. You come here, try to knock yourself against the door again. No.
And this is coming from inside the house?
Yes, the door swings open and like the den mother.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Claudia.
Claudia. Yeah.
Claudia, technically for legal reasons, I have to be on a date right now and I think my date just died.
Well, she come here last night. She tried to come to the party. I say, no. I say, you're not a girl here. She come in the morning. Everyone's asleep. There's no party going on here.
Claudia, who is it?
Oh, it's me, Susan Wexler.
The janitor?
Yeah, janitor and monster hunter.
Oh, nice. Now, I'm going to say in this instance, you are bound by demon law that you need to go on a date that lasts at least 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to weaken at Bernie's, Ashley's body.
Guys, I do think this is what Ashley would have wanted. Would it be okay if we had a quick date in here?
I mean, the girls are having their breakfast.
Oh, right now. Okay. Wait a second. No one does breakfast like Susan Wexler. I would like to cook these girls and Ashley.
Uh-oh, Sheila, it sounds like someone's challenging you to a breakfast off.
I am. Sheila, it's me, Susan Wexler.
Okay, and you see the tallest, bulkiest college girl ever come out of the kitchen. Like, bring it on. So you got to go against Sheila. Have to bring in Ashley. So roll to pick up Ashley.
Sheila, Sheila, Sheila.
I rolled a two to pick up Ashley, but she's a sprite.
Okay, I rolled a four. You only get half of Ashley.
That's got to count.
That counts. That counts. It's definitely 50% exactly. So you bring Ashley and the other girls follow you into the kitchen, and Sheila is ready to take you on.
Okay. Right. Sheila?
Yeah?
How's your mom doing?
She's doing well.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah, she's taking a trip to New Zealand. She wants to do the Hobbit walkabout.
Oh, and who wouldn't want to do that? That is just lovely.
Thank you for asking, Susan. And I'm going to say this is going to help you out, Susan. So are you trying to like actually get to know Sheila, or are you trying to get her to drop her guard?
I would say both.
Okay.
I know what I'm doing, but I'm also interested.
All right. I'm going to say this is going to be called conversation. And you roll, and I'll roll against you. See if Sheila cares or not.
Four.
Two. So you get into Sheila. Sheila does want to talk about this.
I'm in her head.
Yeah. So she is going to roll. I'm going to take that into account when we're rolling. I don't know how, but I will figure something out. All right. So you're going to go in the kitchen. Sheila turns to you and says, you know what? Thank you for talking to me, Susan. I just wish my parents had taken me with them on this trip. But the fact that you're here is gonna be really fun. And Sheila's gonna let you choose what you're gonna be cooking today.
Oh. I'm creating an omelet.
Ooh.
And okay. A scene.
And a Whoa. Scene. Tell me about the scene.
Well, it's mostly just an omelet, but that's what I say.
I love it.
And it's, I think watching me cook, some people have called it art.
Mm-hmm.
And others have described it as it very impactful.
Well, if all that's right. The case, you wouldn't mind cooking in the ultimate kitchen. And Claudia flips a switch and it just turns into like Top Chef arena.
Yes.
Oh, the funding.
And everyone around there is just like, oh my gosh, the ultimate kitchen. This hasn't been used for years. Oh my gosh.
This is a holy site. The omelet created here will be the one that gets you into the sorority.
Is it like a how in like a basketball stadium there's like retired jerseys hanging from the
and they all say Claudia.
Oh shit. Oh.
I once was a girl here at this sorority. I won in the Ultimate Kitchen and I never got to leave. This accent sounds a little Irish and Jamaican. And
kind of I love it. It's on a journey too.
Yeah.
Sure is.
Okay, so I'm going to say that this is not just going to be you versus Sheila. It's going to be you versus Sheila versus Alan. Who is your new girl?
Her name is New Girl.
New Girl. And what does she look like?
She looks like she kind of looks like Lucy Lawless.
Oh, wow.
But she has a, she's, her face is covered in piercings.
Oh, wow.
Like okay. She's got cheek piercings, nose piercings, eyebrow, like her whole face is completely pierced up.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. All right. So Sheila versus New Girl versus, Susan Wexler. All right. And we are working on the omelet. So, first of all, we're going to start up with prep. Let's all roll for prep and see how we do.
Yes, you crack the eggs.
Time to beat these eggs.
Everyone bags.
I'm whipping these eggs hard. I rolled a six.
Oh, very nice.
So I rolled a two.
Okay, so Claudia rolled a two, but a new girl rolled a six. So you just upped your egg game, new girl.
Yeah, I do with eggs, chicken eggs, what I'll never be able to do with my own eggs. Sterile.
Oh no.
Yeah. I'm not ashamed. It's something people are too afraid of. I think we should all be more open about health.
Good for you, new girl.
Yes, good for you, new girl. Claudia, I think you should roll two die, actually, because you are a veteran. Yeah, so you rolled a two, but roll another one and add that onto it.
Ooh, that'll be a six there.
All right, so that brings it to an eight. And then, Susan, what did you roll?
I rolled a dice.
Yeah, you rolled a dice.
Mm-hmm. I'd okay. prefer not to speak any further on it.
All right. Is it lower than a four?
It's a one.
All right. So
and I bet you love that, don't you, Jeff?
Okay, but is it lower than a four?
Yeah, is it? I'm so bad at math.
It's lower than a four.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay. Sorry. I got to stop smiling for a second. Okay. Here we go. Susan drops all of her eggs, and they scatter all over Ashley's body.
Oh.
Oh no, this is so not how this omelet is supposed to happen, but I'm kind of smirking.
I'm going to let you continue with your omelet, but you can't really discern which one's Ashley and which one's the eggs.
Oh
so
no.
You're going to have to.
Okay.
It's going to be a Sprite omelet.
Yes, it is.
Jeff, yeah. Can I roll to cause a scene?
Yes, roll to cause a scene, please.
Oh no, this is getting way out of my hands. Oh God, it's a two.
Oh, which is higher than a one, I've learned. Okay, and I'm going to roll. It's a four, so your scene is not able to distract the gang. They are...
Wait a second. Yeah. Wait a second. I remember roll for shoes. Since I failed a roll, don't I get an like automatic...
Yes, you can use that fail if you want to use that for an automatic
success. I'm
going to
use that fail for an automatic success for causing a scene.
All right. Perfect. Hello. So your past failure has led you to success here. Tell me, what do you do to cause a scene?
If you cut me down, I will become more powerful. Okay. I just start slipping and sliding around. I've fallen. I've like pulled everything off the things and everyone's like, oh no, this is chaos. And I'm like, is it?
Oh my gosh.
Is it?
Is it? Everyone's like.
And when they look down, why doesn't everybody tell me what's on my plate? An omelet.
Oh my lord.
Oh my lord. An omelet with a little bit of a Sprite?
How did
with
you
a little
that?
Bit of Sprite. And I'm sorry. I made the bacon look like a gravestone.
Oh, that's cute.
That should be illegal.
Susan, how'd you do that?
Girls?
Yeah?
Yeah?
I studied. I practiced. I cared. And I dated a couple people.
I'm trying to make that into an acronym and it's not working. Studied, practiced, cared.
I've already forgotten everything she said. I heard she dated.
She dated?
You dated?
Does that mean, Claudia, are we allowed to date now?
I look to Claudia looks up at a beautiful silk like scroll that's been like a banner that's been put up with the rules of the sorority house, and once the ultimate omelet was made, the dating rule has now been lifted.
Oh.
You
so
girls,
that
you
means...
can do what you like.
We can date?
We can date? And just like that...
New girl runs out.
So does Sheila. Sheila runs out. There's a hole that looks shaped just like Sheila's body.
she Looney Tunes it?
She's basically Looney Tunes it to go date. And that's, wow. That leaves Claudia and Susan with the gravestone of Ashley in the kitchen. What do you two say to each other?
Claudia, do you watch Grey's Anatomy?
I guess I love it. It's so good. Are you a McSteamy or McDreamy? Fine.
I'm actually... Okay, I love them both.
McSteamy.
McSteamy.
Oh, was that Ashley saying that, or who said that, Alan?
No, I just was... I was thinking of that scene, the vampire thing, where they see me, and then McSteamy. We can cut this from the
recording. No, leave it.
Please leave it in. Well, then, Susan, I can't get this voice right. That's really bothering me.
Did me going Irish throw you off even more?
Because now that's all I want to do.
You know?
Oh, gosh.
I wish I could do an accent.
You can. Susan, get out of here.
And you just...
What?
Yeah, just like that, the clock strikes 9:30.
Ew. Ah, perfect. I'm out of here.
Not 9:30.
Yes, the date, the 30-minute limit of the date has been reached.
And Ashley the Sprite reforms out of the, like, guts and mucus and egg whites of the countertop.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Great date.
Yeah.
Okay, well, see you next one.
Later.
And Susan leaves. Ashley, do you leave too, or what are you hanging here?
This is a sorority house, so she's going to stay.
All right.
I think Susan does the most confusing walk of shame home she's ever had.
At 9:30 a.m., yes. Yeah. In the walk of shame. Where are you walking to... Where?
I walked to the open portal that I opened just like 10 minutes away, right next to the 7-Eleven, so I could get a big gulp.
Yeah. And I think that when you walk over there, you see a couple kids playing hacky sack in front of it.
Oh, God. Ugh. I'm going to have to sack my way out of this. And I'm okay. Do a quick game of hacky.
Absolutely.
And she's unbelievable.
Let's just see if she really is unbelievable. I'm going to roll a die, Susan.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Six.
Oh, my God.
That is canonical. Susan is next level good
I'm
at hacky sack.
I'm jizzing.
I'm jizzing, too.
I can't stop.
Oh, no. And these two men jizz to death.
No.
They can't stop. And Susan, you are now the regional. What college was this, by the way? Where were we at?
What was it, SCC or something?
SCC?
Oh, that was the name of the sorority house.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't understand.
Yeah, we're in Utah.
Utah. So you are the hacky sack legend.
No, Arizona State.
Oh, Arizona State, yes.
In Arizona State of Utah?
Yeah, the Arizona State of
Incredible.
Utah hacky sack legend. And there's still a monument at that 7-Eleven today that shows those two... Guys jizzing to death.
Oh my God, what's the monument?
It's just two guys grabbing their crotch. Like, oh!
Oh my God!
7-Eleven.
Hey.
A big gulp.
He died
never
doing what
too
he
late
loved.
To sponsor us.
Yeah. And we're that is the end. No. We can get that ball shaving company, right?
Oh, yeah.
And Susan, that is the end of, what was it, the 280th date?
Something like that.
Yeah. Susan, how did this date stack up for you?
It wasn't the worst.
Okay.
Yeah. Fair.
It was like top five bad, though.
I'll take it.
That's
top
awesome.
Five, though.
Wait, it was top five bad?
This dude did numbers, though.
Yeah, but
you
bottom
died
five
in the first minute.
Yeah, but also bottom five worse, so that's cool.
I guess.
Yeah, bottom so I guess five bottom five. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
All right, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for sponsoring us and being a patron. We love you so much. And you know what? Not every date is good, but every date does end with some hacky sack.
Aww.
Love you.
Love you.
Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or talk to us on social media at Mystery County. You can also join our Patreon for bonus episodes like the ones that you heard today, special deliveries, and tons of other random and delightful content that we produce for, and sometimes with, you. Find the link in the episode description. A special thank you to Ryan Bolter for editing all of our episodes, and if you find yourself needing more content until our next episode, check out the rest of the OneShot Network at oneshotpodcast.com.
In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjack's role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first five episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.